find ropes, rock hammers, that kind of thing?
Certainly, sir.
He gave me the address of a specialty vendor, and I hired one more taxi to take me there. The rope I bought wouldn't be foolproof binding, of course, but I could hardly ask the concierge where to buy stun cuffs without raising suspicion. I bought 4 coils along with some lunch and returned to find our prisoners conscious but lying very still, since Nakari and R2 both had weapons pointed at them. "What did I miss?" I asked.
"Nothing. I told them to be quiet until you got back, or I'd stun them again."
"Great. I'm here now." "Hello," I said to the Godel. "We haven't been formally introduced. Who might you be?" The Godel said,
"You have made a huge mistake. I'm not some info sleek to be rolled over."
"Do tell."
"I'm an agent of the New Order. When I don't report in, the Empire will come looking for me, and when they do, they'll find you."
"I don't think you're all that important," Nakari said. "We know all the Imperial agents in the area, and I don't remember seeing a Gotal on the list."
That was a lie, so casually told that I almost believed it myself. The Gotal sneered at her.
"I'm not with Fleet Security. I'm with the ISB.
Nakari narrowed her eyes at him, then looked at me, her cool mask of control slipping into uncertainty.
"The ISB list we have isn't sorted by species. He might be telling the truth."
I shrugged, playing along with this charade of lists. "It's possible."
"What's your name?"
Nakari asked.
"Barisk Faven."
"That's the name you use with the ISB?"
"Yes, and the ISB is waiting for my report. Let me go, and I'll make sure they treat you well once you are captured."
Ignoring him, Nakari turned to me and said,
"Will you check his name against our list?"
"Sure thing," I replied, and exited the room to go visit Drusil across the hall. Instead of trying to remember the equation she'd given me earlier, I just knocked and said, "I foiled your plan," and she let me enter.
"Luke Skywalker, your face is contused. Did you not capture Meg Burkett?"
"We did. We also have a Gotal in my room who claims to be an ISB agent. Caught him trying to meet up with Meg. His name is Barisk Faven. Any way to figure out if he's an informant?"
"Let us see."
Moving to her custom hardware, Drusil tapped a series of commands at her keyboard and stared at the results. She repeated the process several times before finally saying,
"Yes, he is. Dispatch to meet with Meg Burkett and investigate his claims, which means they saw that message after all. His orders are to report as soon as he knows anything."
"So he's not supposed to report on a schedule?"
"I mean his personal files, and looking at the orders from his superior. There is nothing about a schedule here."
So he had lied about that. "That's perfect. We can just hold on to him and the Empire won't pursue it. But keep monitoring that account. If you get any queries on his progress, tell the Empire that Burkett is currently unavailable, and you, or he, will report as soon as you have solid information one way or the other."
"Should we not simply say that Burkett's information is faulty?"
"No, because then the ISB will reassign Barisk, and we want them to think he's occupied for a couple of days. We're just delaying them, so we tell them that Faven is following leads or confirming suspicions, but nothing specific."
"Understood."
Returning to my room, I let Nakari know that Faven was indeed ISB, but we didn't have to worry about scheduled reports. Basically, we can hold on to him here.
"So you are the fugitives,"
he said.
"Where's the Given?"
"Elsewhere,"
Nakari said, and then she stunned them both so that we could bind them easily. We tied up their wrists and ankles and enjoyed lunch together while we waited for them to wake up again. I recruited R2 to be their sentry, since I didn't especially want to spend any length of time in the same room with an ISB agent, and neither did Nakari. I had no desire to kill him, but it didn't seem wise to let him see or hear anything more about us than absolutely necessary. And we didn't want to listen to an endless stream of threats and imperial propaganda either. Hotel rooms aren't ideal prisons, but knotted ropes can make decent restraints. And a tireless droid capable of delivering electric shocks makes a pretty good guard.
Don't complain too loudly, guys, Nakari told them when they woke to find themselves bound. You each get a soft bed. We'll bring you food, and you can watch whatever entertainment hollows you want. Try to move from the bed or call for help, and the droid will knock you out. If you need to use the bathroom, tell the droid and he will contact us via comm. Behave, and you'll be alive and free in a few days. And if you want a beating at the end to make it look to your superiors like you didn't enjoy yourselves, I'll be happy to administer one.
She smiled winningly.
All you have to do is ask.